This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Some do it with juices, some with cayenne pepper. Some cut out food altogether. What are they trying to accomplish? The answer is simple, yet complex. Our bodies must continually deal with toxins, some made internally, most introduced from the outside. Getting rid of toxins would seem to be an easy challenge, and it is, for a healthy body. But most of us aren't healthy, and those excess toxins can be very destructive. What are we supposed to do? Our guest today offers an answer. Her book, Whole Detox, offers practical ways to clean ourselves of what's making us sick, making us fat, and keeping us from being healthy. Dr. Deanna Minnick is an internationally recognized health expert with more than 20 years of experience in nutrition, mind-body health, and functional medicine. She currently teaches at the Institute for Functional Medicine at the University of Western States. Dr. Minnick, welcome to HeartWise.
Thanks for having me. It's such a pleasure to be talking with you this morning.
And now, first, what exactly is functional medicine? Give us a definition.
Functional medicine is a very personalized approach to medicine. It looks at the whole system of the body rather than just organs, and it sees patients beyond just a disease, really looks into their story and genetics and triggers and why they have certain things. So it's a very integrated way to see the body and does bring in things like the mental, emotional, and spiritual components as well.
Oh, very good, very good. And that's what HeartWise is all about as well, of course. Now, detoxing, I've heard and seen so many ways of doing this. I mentioned a couple in the introduction there. What are people usually missing when they start out to detox their body?
Yeah, you know, so many people do exactly what you mentioned. They're fasting, they're doing juices, they might do supplements, they might deprive themselves of certain foods. And after being a nutritionist for so many years and doing nutritional programs with people to detoxify, I realize that detoxification is not just about the food. It's not just about the nutrients, although they're very, very important in that process. What I noticed was that people were missing out on how to create a lifestyle change from this detox program. And so not only focusing on what they're taking out, but what are they going to be putting in and what are they going to be putting in long term? So that was something that I started to focus on, was how to make detox more holistic, less of a kind of a break in somebody's routine and a deprivation, but more of a way to transform their lives.
You know, as I read through your book and listened to your counsel in your book, I was reminded of a short story I'd heard that a poorer country, someplace in Africa, some people came in to help them clean up the water in their town. And they did. They dug a well. They figured out how to get clean water. But all the people there in town were still using dirty containers. They were putting the clean water in dirty containers. That sort of reminded me of where you're going with your book.
That's a very good analogy, actually. Yeah. And, you know, not that it's not beneficial to be cleaning up the water despite having dirty containers, but wouldn't it be nice if we can just zoom out and look at all the toxins? Mm. And as you were introducing me, I noticed that you also spoke about the internally generated ones, and I think that those are big ones and worthwhile for us to speak about.
How do we know if we need detoxification? We're sick to begin with. We have a nation of sick people. The doctor's offices are jammed. The parking lots are overflowing. Is a lot of this simply poison in the body that can't get out?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think everybody needs a detox, and perhaps in different ways. So even from birth, children are being born with hundreds of different environmental toxins in their bloodstream. And as we get older, we start to accrue toxins in our bodies because they don't tend to come out as easily. They tend to store in fat tissue. Now, I'm talking about the more environmental toxins, of which there are 80,000 different chemicals in the environment. So I think it's really important for us to look at this, not just from a medical practice, but from a spiritual one, too. Because if you look at different religions and different spiritual traditions, there's always been a process of cleansing,
yes,
a process of really hitting the reset button inside. So I think that detoxification practices are healthy, not just medically, but also for spiritual reasons. I have seen people have amazing transformations when they go through a detox, which is also why I started to put together more of a holistically structured cleanse. And it's, you know, everything's all connected. So when we change our food, when we change our bodies, we're going to be changing our spirits. We're going to be changing how we make our way in the world.
All right. Very good. So the bottom line is everyone, you, me,
everyone
needs detoxification.
You know, and most times people, you know, that want to do a detox that don't know about a holistic detox, typically they have fatigue, they have brain fog, they have pain somewhere in their bodies. They have gut issues, maybe bloating or constipation. They just don't feel right in their gut when they eat. Maybe they have metabolic issues like high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease or any number of different things. Now, just about everything that I can find in the literature is connected to some form of toxicity.
My. Okay, let's begin here. A person that you just described walks into your office and says, Dr. Minnick, help! How do you begin the journey?
Well, in my book, Whole Detox, I have a 21-day program.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very structured, and every day there are 7 things to do. And so before we even start the program, I have to talk with the patient a little bit about what are they seeing for themselves? What is really their vision of health? And then I do an intake. I want to know what are their exposures? What are the things in their environment? What are the things that they're going through in their lives so that we have a good baseline? We might get some labs drawn. We might take body weight measurements. We might take blood pressure. Every patient's a little bit different in terms of what they're dealing with, but there could be some other biochemical things that we look at. And then they actually do the program, the 21-day program. And I can personalize it to people, but in the book, it's written out in such a way that somebody could pick it up and follow it on their own.
Now, how is it possible for someone to go in for detox and that makes them lose weight? Make the connection between weight and detoxification.
Yeah, that's a great question. In my whole detox programs, I've seen people lose lots of weight. Within 21 days, I've seen up to 20 pounds of weight loss.
Wow.
I've also seen some people not lose weight. And it really depends on how healthy the person is. Because when you're doing a detoxification program, what you're doing is you're getting the body healthy. And for many people, they can't lose weight because the body's not healthy.
Mm.
It might be inflamed. It might have lots of toxins inside. And so many of these environmental toxins act as what we would call endocrine disruptors. In the literature, they're even referred to as obesogens, meaning that they contribute to obesity. So there have been some very interesting studies done where they take animals and essentially feed the animals the same diet and then give the one set of animals a toxin, and they see that the animal becomes obese, irrespective of the foods that they're eating.
Wow.
So these toxins are jamming up our metabolic machinery. They're changing how our body processes energy. And overall, it's amazing how all these things, heavy metals, plasticizers, all the things in our personal care products, in our foods, in our air, in our water, as well as the things that are inside our bodies, like stress. Stress can lead to weight gain as well. And so when we do a detox program, we take that into account, bringing in the emotional, bringing in the mind, so that we're making sure that we're creating some lasting change.
The point you have just made here is an important one, that when we look at detoxifying the body, when we look at losing weight, when we look at trying to heal ourselves, our body's trying to do that anyway. It sounds like it's not that we need a pill. It's not that we need a change here or there. We need to go to the very bottom line of our bodies and let them function correctly so we can heal, so we can lose weight. Am I on the right track here?
You're absolutely on the right track. That's it. That's what functional medicine is about,
okay,
as well, is getting to the root. Why do you have high blood pressure? Why do you have heart disease? Why do you have gut dysfunction? Get deeper and deeper and deeper. And many times what you find is that it's not just physical, but there are emotional reasons. emotional upset, a lot of inflammation that might be caused from anger or frustration at a deeper level that is starting to manifest in the body in terms of inflammatory cytokines.
So you're saying that anger and frustration are just as toxic to the body as plastic and heavy metals?
I am. Okay. And I'm also saying that social isolation, when we are feeling lonely and don't have a sense of community, can also lead to inflammation. These types of associations are being made more and more in the medical literature. The connection between our environment, how we experience it, this is called epigenetics,
right,
and what happens in the body.
Wow. We're talking with Dr. Deanna Minnick. She has written the book Whole Detox, and it's a 21-day personalized program to break through barriers. She calls toxins barriers in every areas of your life. And now we know what she's talking about. Those toxins are not just physical. They can be mental. They can be spiritual. They can be emotional, cultural, social, all kinds of toxins. And what do? We'll find out on the other side of our break. We'll take a short one and come back with Dr. Minnick on our return. So stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. A question came into our website. I need something to help with chronic pain. Any suggestions? Well, today's biblical prescription for life is found in Psalms 100, verses 2, where it says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing." In scientific studies, it's been shown music, especially classical music like Bach, Mozart, Gregorian chants, that's been shown to have many health benefits. In fact, in 2009, an article in Circulation shows that music increases oxytocin levels and it increases the chemistry of relaxation, decreases the stress chemistry, especially cortisol. So our biblical prescription today to help with chronic pain is listen to some music. Try some Mozart or even some praise music to help your pain. For more information, go to heartwiseministries.org.
$20 doesn't buy much these days. I remember when $20 would buy a bag of groceries or a new pair of shoes, but not anymore. I'm Nick Evanson, production manager at Heartwise Ministries. Let me tell you what $20 can do around here. It pays for a few moments of production time on our radio program, Heartwise, or one of our other outreach projects. No big deal, you say? Well, we think otherwise. Because during those few moments, we may present something that changes a life. Those moments may contain just the right piece of information or the exact words a person needs to hear to alter his or her lifestyle and bring healing to the mind and body. During those few moments, a participant may comprehend God's love for the very first time. Stop by heartwiseministries.org and become a supporter of this outreach. Your $20 or $200 or $2,000 will start creating moments right away. At Heartwise Ministries, the buck doesn't stop here.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. Deanna Minnick. She is a writer of a book, Whole Detox. She says, remove toxins, lose weight, heal your body, boost energy, improve relationships, increase emotional wellness, find purpose and passion. Whew, that's a lot for a book, but it's a pretty big book. And Dr. Minnick is saying that we need to clean out the barriers, clean out the toxins in our bodies. And those toxins are not just physical. They're mental and spiritual and social and cultural. Okay, how do you begin? You start with the physical, you start with the mental, you start with the spiritual?
We do it all, Charles.
All at the same time. Okay.
So the first thing, technically, if you were to buy the book and you wanted to do this on your own, that you would be guided to do is you would first take a quiz, mm-hmm. and it's called the Spectrum Quiz. It's in the book. It's quite lengthy, and it's divided into 7 sections. And those 7 sections are all color-coded and correspond to different aspects of your life. So based on the outcome of your scores, you can go a little bit deeper. You might find that, you know, I have a lot of stress in my life. Maybe I need to focus on work-life balance. Or, oh my, I'm not taking good enough care of myself. My circulation is poor. I'm not getting enough energy. Maybe I need to focus on this color. So there's a way to personalize it just by buying the book and following it yourself. The next thing that you do is you go to chapter 10 and you start figuring out all the preparatory things that you need to do. So before you even start a detox, this whole detox, I allow for 4 days beforehand to get everything prepared. You've got to prepare. You've got to prepare in your kitchen. You need to go out and buy the foods, and there are shopping lists in the book. You've got to prepare in your mind. You've got to get things ready. You've got to have to just really make sure that people around you, your family, your friends, are aware that you're going to be doing this, and maybe you even have them do it with you. So you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically prepare before you start that day one.
How long does it take, usually, for your patients to realize that something is changing inside of them? Are we talking about weeks, months, years? What happens here?
No, you know what's really interesting? Even though the program is 21 days, and I believe that 21 days is a good amount of time in order to start seeing some changes and for things to start becoming sticky in one's life.
Yes.
So in other words, they start to last longer. But in that first 7 to 10 days, so days 1 through 10, is where I see dramatic changes happening. There's a lot of shift. So people are letting go of caffeine, they're letting go of sugar, they're letting go of gluten. They're starting to bring in things like color. They're wearing more colors, they're eating more colors, they're eating more plant-based foods. Every day of the whole detox program, I like the number 7, so everything is 7. So every day of the program, they have 7 things that they can do. So they have the food and the recipes, and there are 2 different tracks. They have an emotional log so that they're monitoring their emotions. There are thought pattern activities. There's a little bit of a physical movement activity, and every day it's very different. And then you've got an affirmation, something that you say out loud. Then there's a visualization, and I decided to include visualizations into the program because I worked with an oncologist who used visualization extensively with his patients with cancer, and they had incredible outcomes. And then the last one is meditation or prayer. So you can pick any one of those 7. You can do all of those 7. But in the first 10 days, when people start picking and choosing from this buffet of options, they really start to shift. They don't realize how powerful these things are.
I'm amazed when I talk to people such as yourself, experts in the field of nutrition and medical experts, just how fast the body responds. We think, well, my goodness, it took me 35, 45, 50 years to get there, and in 3 or 4 days, I'm already beginning to feel better. It is amazing to me how quickly that happens. But, you know, there's 2 sides of this sword. We can feel good right away, but there are things we need to do to continue feeling good because the body can revert just as rapidly. How do you make sure that someone who has gone through your detoxification program remains detoxed? I don't know if that's a word, detoxed, and continues to live a healthy life.
It's a good question. In chapter 12, I talk about whole detox for life.
Yes.
So once you're done with the 21-day program, what are you supposed to do? How do you live your life after that? So I give a number of different tips. And one of them that I give is I have such a focus on color. And that is partly because of my own personal interest. So I'm a scientist, I'm a clinician,
yes,
but I also like to paint. I like creative endeavors. I like art. And so one of the things that you can do as part of your daily life and ways to stay clean on the inside and on the outside is to bring in more colors. And one of the ways to do that is through food. So there is in the book what I call the rainbow tracker, a way to be sure that you're getting the different colors in your life on a daily basis. So many people don't think about this. They think about protein and carbohydrate and fat in their diets, but they don't really think, okay, did I get enough orange foods today? Did I get my serving of blue-purple? And what we're learning about in the science is that 8 out of 10 Americans do not get the full spectrum of colors in their diet. And as a result of that, we may be missing out because each of those colors is correlated to certain things in the body. So that's one thing that people can do when they transition away from the 21-day program into their everyday lives.
That's the fun stuff. I mean, color me healthy. That is the way you can make this whole thing just fun.
Yeah, it is. In fact, some of the greatest testimonials from the program are those where people say, I'm living a colorful life. I'm thinking in color. I actually had a woman say to me that she's thinking in color. A lot of these women that do the program with me, and I do have a lot of women, they are wearing lots of black, brown, and beige. And then all of a sudden, after they do the program, their wardrobe has changed. They're wearing brighter colors. And those colors are impacting us psychologically.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm going to have to go to my closet and do some changes there, I think. Okay, when the person has completed the program and you now have a way for them to remain detoxing, this is something that has to go on. You can't say, okay, I'm detoxed, I'm done, I can just relax now. This is something that needs to continue, right?
Well, it'd be nice to take at least one thing, and as I call it, make it the small sticky change. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can't do all those seven things anymore after the 21 days because it was so intense and it was a period and a program that was helping you in this way. And then you had lots of great shift. But then you take one thing away from that. And I think that just one thing, and I ask everybody at the end of the program, I say, what is your one thing? Because the thing that you like the most is the thing that you're going to do the most.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll give you an example. My dad was kind of a junk food guy, and he's in his mid-60s, high blood pressure, needed to lose some weight, had joint pain. On day 9, he calls me, and he says that his joint pain has reduced by 40%.
Wow.
He's losing weight. He already went down a pant size. He's getting a little bit dizzy even because his blood pressure is going down, and he may need to go off of one of his medications,
yes,
which eventually he did. Now, when he finished the program, I'm thinking, how is my junk food dad going to survive after this whole detox program where he had incredible shifts in his health? So what he said to me that was most impactful is that he wanted to do a smoothie. He really liked the smoothies in the book. He said, at least every day, everybody can do a smoothie.
Yes.
You have to eat. So why not have something that's very nutrient dense, top of the morning? You have the colors right off the bat. And if my junk food dad can do a green food smoothie every day, I think most people, you know, it's so easy to just plop things in that blender and just blend it up and drink it. And, you know, that's one place to start.
I like that because I have discovered, and you probably have too, and as a matter of fact, it's probably within the back of your mind when you wrote this, that as a person becomes healthy and as they go through a program like your whole detox program, they begin to feel so good that they don't want to change anything that they're doing. And I just bet you that a lot of people who have gone through this are doing more than just one thing. They are remembering how that helped them and how it makes them feel good. And therein lies the secret. As we do healthy things to ourselves, we become more motivated to do more healthy things for ourselves. Am I on the right track here?
You are on the right track. I like that you said that. That is very insightful and very true.
Yes.
That indeed people, and in fact, I have a patient like that who was on this dietary approach and was following the program. And she's like, I don't want to stop,
yes,
because I felt,
yes,
so bad and I'm feeling so good that I'm afraid that I'm going to go back to feeling bad. And I said, you don't have to stop. There's nothing in here
That's right.
that would be bad long term. You don't even have to pay money. All these things are free.
Yes.
You just have,
yes,
to buy the food. You've,
yes,
got to make sure that you're attentive and aware. And most things, Charles, are really about awareness. When we lose the awareness is where we make those faulty choices and those bad decisions. The more that we stay aware and remember how good we feel, that becomes the carrot that really guides our path.
Oh, very good. Okay, the book is Whole Detox by Dr. Deanna Minnick, M-I-N-I-C-H. Dr. Deanna Minnick, where can we get a hold of your book?
It's on Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble. It's at most major book resellers.
Is there a website we can visit to learn more about you?
Absolutely. My website is deannaminnick.com, D-E-A-N-N-A. Minnick is M-I-N-I-C-H. And you'll learn about Whole Detox on there. You'll learn about a certification program and more about the things that I do.
All right. Very good. Dr. Minnick, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your words of wisdom. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. Deanna Minnick, inviting you to remain HeartWise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.